Tuesday morning at this time, we check in with Jan Musin. She is Master Gardener at DeBrine Seed in Zealand. We call her the Divine Ms. M. Good morning, Jan. Just waking up, I see you on this Tuesday morning. A little hot cup of coffee and get things going for you. Where's the cat? Usually the cat's all over you. Where's Mr. Butterball this morning? Sleeping in, right, I guess, here. Huh? Oh, okay.
He's coming through. Don't worry.
Okay, there we go. There we go. He's got to say good morning to the listeners on a Tuesday morning. Jan is with DeBrine Seed, and Jan, first of all, look at the calendar here. We got a little flower festival coming up, and I think there seems to be less and less talk of, oh my gosh, it's going to be another STEM fest. I think we're looking.
There is less talk of that.
Yeah, for good reason.
There are areas where the tulips are beautiful right now.
In what particular areas? Probably downtown Holland.
Centennial Park's got a couple of them. Yeah, okay. And even Tulip Lane looks pretty nice right now. This would be the time to go and take pictures.
So
rather than when it's so busy out. But
oh yeah, yeah.
If you go onto Windmill Island's website, they do have a tulip tracker.
Okay.
They've got cameras pointed at different tulip beds, so you can see which ones are probably a good one to go to see and ones they can forget right now.
And looks like at the same time, if you want to see it live and in living color, head over to Windmill Island.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, beautiful right now. Yes. And they should be doing quite well for tulip time. Yes.
All right. They've got 150,000 tulips and looking good for the May celebration coming up here. Jan, other topics? I know we haven't talked about aid for Puerto Rico in a couple of weeks, and I always like to remind folks about that. It's ongoing at DeBrine.
It is. It's one of those forever things, I guess. We take any used medications that you didn't get all of your medication. You didn't take them all. I will gladly take them and send them down to Puerto Rico for Island Dogs and Save a Gato. When they see our boxes come, they get everybody together and they get so excited when our boxes come, and they all fight over what they want. So we are a favorite down there.
Nice. And aid for Puerto Rico, you can, as Jan mentioned, drop those donations off anytime that DeBrine is open. Hey, you can even come by here at the station. We'll make sure Jan gets those donations for Puerto Rico. Jan Musin is Master Gardener at DeBrine Seed in Zealand. We call this the Garden Party. If you have a quick question for Jan, 616-395-1450, we can sneak it in here. Or she's got a lot more time with Gary Stevens, the Garden Hour, coming up. Talk of the Town at about 10:10. Jan, I saw this in your notes this morning, and you know, did you know Easter is come and gone, but apparently there's another egg hunt happening, maybe a different kind of egg hunt.
Yes, this is for the spongy moth, formerly known as gypsy moth,
but we call it gypsy moth a spongy moth now.
Yes, okay. Because that was incorrect.
Okay.
Politically incorrect.
Well, I'll go with it.
So whatever. If you've had them in the past and you know how horrible those things are, right now go outside and look for their little egg cases. They're about 2 inches long, kind of an oblong shape, light tan on the sides of trees, sides of buildings, on your deck furniture, wherever. Look for them, scrape them off into a bucket full of sudsy water, and you get rid of a couple thousand spongy moths just doing that. So always a good idea.
The spongy moth egg hunt now ongoing here. Jan, another topic.
In your backyard.
Right in your backyard. Another topic I wanted to cover with you. Oh, we are so worried about the avian flu here. Do I need to take down my feeders? Do I need to close up shop? What's going on?
I know everyone's kind of getting a little upset about it. It's been found in dairy herds now and in flocks. Herbrooks, North Grand Rapids got it too now. Don't need to get that upset. your little songbirds are not going to be the ones that are spreading it. They're not the ones that are coming from Asia. The large waterfowl, large birds, they're the ones that bring it. Just make sure your birds don't ever mingle with those birds. Make sure that their droppings don't get into your chicken coop or whatever. Just for this time in the spring. By the time summer comes, it's all over with again. So, but do keep your flock safe, and don't worry about your backyard feeder.
WHTC Morning News and the Garden Party on a Tuesday morning. Jan, as usual, we like to take a look at maybe some of the new things at DeBrine. You walk in the front door, there's always something new, and I haven't been there in a couple of weeks. What do I find that's new at DeBrine?
Well, dahlia bulbs will hit you in the face when you come right in the door.
Ouch. Whoa. Okay. Yes. Watch for that.
Yes. If you're not paying attention, you're going to walk right into them. But we also have the gladiola bulbs too are right out there. You can't miss those. We've got a couple of new fun things in the rodent cafe. Uh-huh. That's always kind of neat and exciting. So if you want to get rid of some shrews or mice outside, we've got little cute little traps for them that you won't. It's not this great big horrible trap that every neighbor in the world is going to see and then know you have a mouse problem. So get the little ones. And there's also a landscape where it looks like a rock, but it's really a trap for. So nobody will ever know that you have a mouse problem.
It's hidden inside that crazy rock mouse trap, I guess, that you have.
Yeah.
All right. Garden Party with Jan Musin. Jan, the next topic I want to cover, number one, it's on your list. Number two, I've noticed, you're familiar with my beagle, Gordon. You take Gordon out just about anywhere, and if you're not watching him, his nose is buried in the ground and he's eating something. Is he eating those grubs? And how do I get rid of him? I mean, here's the thing about that dog, Jan. He has been known to eat mulch. So, grubs are probably pretty tasty to him.
They would be, yes. My goodness. Okay. Now, the grubs aren't quite near the surface of the soil yet, but yeah, I wouldn't put it past him now, I guess. I guess he'd be. One to eat them. You can rent them out then to all the neighbors.
Now, would grubs be something dangerous for him to eat? No, I wouldn't imagine. No.
No, no. We ate them in Africa. Is that where we ate them?
Oh, yes. You ate grubs in Africa.
They were bigger.
Okay. We like sauteed them, you bread them and fry them. What'd you do with them?
These kind of sauteed them,
sauteed grubs. That's worse for really breakfast. Care for them. Anyway, do you have grub control, and how do we control these grubs?
Okay, right now you can put down Grub X, and that's not going to kill anything, but it will prevent the beetle eggs from hatching into grubs this fall. Or in a couple of weeks, you can put down the Dilox, and that will actually kill the grubs when they're up near the surface of the soil. So we're going to have to still wait another week or two. Soil temperature is only 46 degrees right now. So it's going to be a while before they want to show their little heads up that high.
In the meantime, Gordon will just keep digging. You're digging in there, and you never know what he's going to find. It is Jan Musin, Master Gardener at DeBrine Seed, our garden party on a, what day is it? Tuesday morning. And Jan will be back with Gary in Talk of the Town at about 10:10 with the Garden Hour. Jan, thanks for your info this morning. Always a pleasure. We'll see you in about an hour and a half.
Okay, sounds good.